Hello.
Hi, is this Xavier?
Yeah, this is him.
Good to speak with you. This is Paul calling you back here from local.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi, of course, we've spoken a couple of times.
Did
you have a chance to find out if that person building your website is doing anything else for you besides that?
Well, I talked to them yesterday, but they were going to give me a call back because the guy that's doing my website is out of town or supposedly.
Okay.
And I was trying to get, because they're doing my domain name.
Right.
And so the domain name, is that my company's name?
The domain name is going to be your website address, the www dot whatever. That's your website.
Okay, because they're telling me that, because they're using enacarpets.com, but I would like it to be ENA Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, which my name is.
Right.
So I don't know. It was kind of sketchy there, so I'm not sure what's going on with them.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they're doing much more than the website itself, and even that, they're not doing the way you want it to be. I mean,
they're not.
Domain, the name of your website
should be
what
my business name.
Should be your business name, exactly.
Uh-huh. And I told the guy that my assumed name in the court is ENA Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, and he told me, well, that doesn't matter. This is to get you on the website. And I was like, well, I really want it to be my name. I don't know. So,
right. So
if they do the website and I go ahead and go with you, would it affect them doing my website if you work on it?
No, of course not.
What would happen?
Yeah, search engine optimization and website development are not completely exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive, but they are two separate things. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. Some of our clients have a website. Some of them are building it themselves. Some of them have someone else build it.
Because I tried building it myself in Google, but I got stuck.
Right.
I got stuck.
Yeah, it's not easy. We build websites in-house. I mean, if you have problems with them, I mean, we could, even if it was just a placeholder, even if the whole point of it was just to have a website up and running, in which case we would get something really close to your business name for your website domain. Even if we're only using it as a placeholder until they're done with the website that they're building, any website, a website needs to be promoted or people won't see it. I mean,
and that's what you're going to be doing, right? You're going to...
Exactly. Most business owners understand the importance of a website, and websites are very powerful conversion tools. They give the people who see it the reasons to call you. Of course, they let you know that you're in the area, that you provide what they're looking for. They can see before and after photos, learn about the company. Websites are very important reasons that people, you know, make phone calls to certain businesses. But if they don't see the website, if they don't ever know that it's out there, it's like a billboard on a dirt road. So our job, whether we're including a website or not, is to make sure that our clients are visible when someone in their service area does a keyword search for their services. So, of course, people in your service area won't need to be knowing the name of your company. They're not typing in your business name. They're not typing in your website domain.
They're just putting carpet cleaning, huh?
Carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, and me, residential upholstery, you know, cleaner, whatever they type in. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you. The only
so, Paul,
thing
I feel very comfortable with.
Area.
I do feel comfortable with you, Paul. I'm willing to pay $100 right now, and I could pay the rest on Monday. Could that work? You put me on hold, or
we could do that. We could hold the position for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I do feel more comfortable with you than talking to this other guy that they're doing a free website for me. I don't know. I feel more comfortable with you.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, you know, especially if they're not going to even get something simple but important, like your business name reflected in your website domain, I mean, that's kind of not what you want, you know, if you're paying them, right? I think I've got most of the information that I would need to get things started on my end. It is A and E, carpet.
No, it's the other way around, E and A.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see it. I just said A and E, but I see E and A. So it's E and A carpet and upholstery cleaning, both of the ands are ampersands, the symbol for the word and, not
yes.
anywhere is it spelled
yes.
out. So E
that's
and
exactly
A,
what I use.
Carpet and upholstery cleaning. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the business number. This is the one you want your customers to call, the one you want on your website, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And it's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message on this number?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling you directly. The websites that we build will allow someone to, you know, tell you on the contact form where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that contact form, Xavier, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And again, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, I've got your first name dot the letter M at yahoo.com. That's your email address, right?
Correct. Xavier.m at yahoo.com, correct.
And then I never did get your last name, sir.
My last name is Manriquez, MANRRIQUEZ, Manriquez. Manriquez.
MANRRIQUEZ. And then your business is...
Double R,
yeah. MANRRIQUEZ. Your business name, your business address, you really don't have a showroom or a brick and mortar physical location.
I don't. I'm using my home as an address.
That's totally fine. Google fully expects service-based businesses to be kind of run out of the truck, run out of the home. I mean, if you're going to the customer, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. But, of course, Google will want to make sure that you're an active business, that you're an actual business in the El Paso area. Now, sometimes they'll default towards what they have always done or had always done in the past, which is to send a PIN card through the U.S. Postal Service. They figure if you can receive a PIN card by mail, then you must be in that area. Sometimes they'll let us do video verifications or phone verifications, but I do always want to have an address on file in case we do need to send a PIN card. But, of course, Google doesn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would.
Yeah.
You're out in the field most days. You're going to be listed El Paso, Texas, not even the zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. But what is your home address in case we have to send a PIN card?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be 11837 Bell, B-E-L, Fry, S-R-Y, Park, Bell Fry Park, El Paso, Texas, 79936.
79936.
Correct.
Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar, and that would most likely be on Monday once we're able to process the entire payment. We can do we can do half today and then basically the other half on Monday. So we would schedule that follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like it sounds. We would have one of our technicians kind of pick your brain a little bit about how you want your website to look, how you want to brand your business, if it's knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, any mission statement you might have, tagline, slogan, motto. We'll get very specific about your services and your service area. And keep in mind, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And if there are places within that service area that you really don't want to go, tell us that too, because we won't run your ads there. So that way you're only getting phone calls from the people and places that you most want to work with. And then I do need to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, that in this case we might also be including that Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website at no additional cost, and I'm happy to do that for you. Like I said, if it ends up being simply a placeholder until the other one's done, that's okay. But if you end up not having that other provider build a website for you. The website that we build, we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. Mm-hmm. And that's also going to be read into the voice verification. That's almost lifted verbatim from the voice verification. So we'd be processing a payment of $100 today and then mm-hmm. the remaining $99 on Monday. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put that in the voice verification as well, and then we'll take a look at the client interview calendar for Monday. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, it's actually, though, pretty straightforward. You can stop me at any time. Sorry, pull it up real quick. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
It's E&A Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. E&A Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning with the ampersand twice and not at all the mm-hmm. word A&D. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name's Xavier Manriquez, and I'm the owner and operator.
Okay. And then as the owner and operator of E&A Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Xavier, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct. Yes.
Perfect. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Manriquez, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, meaning that it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically mm-hmm. request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, and that's 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Xavier, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do agree.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Manriquez, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And of course, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, first of all the content that we'll be creating, all the directory submissions, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Xavier, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
It does sound fair.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for the business. Again, it's just going to be El Paso, Texas,
perfect.
Not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. We do that audit in the beginning,
nice.
And we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's a good idea to let us know so that we can right away make sure that the additional information is accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, meaning the setup fee's been waived, the cost of the service itself has been reduced, the website's going to be included, with it being a month-to-month, and also with that split payment, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I would actually waive altogether, will be charged today mm-hmm. in the amount of $100, and then on Monday, the 23rd, for the remaining $99. Now, that $199
yes.
total amount is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even mm-hmm. by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount.
Nice.
There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead
okay.
fees, straightforward pricing. Of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for leads. It's not a lead-based service. And then this does include content
oh, nice.
On Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update
mm-hmm.
it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd, so a month from Monday, at the same exact reduced rate of $199.00. And again, that rate would never go up on you. It is a fixed flat rate. Now, it is a month-to-month service.
Okay.
That means it's no contract
mm-hmm.
and completely at will. So, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions
okay.
asked or fees involved. Xavier, you can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on or if you need to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by
okay.
simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Manriquez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do understand and agree.
Okay. And then for that initial $100, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
It is. MasterCard. MasterCard.
And is it your name first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
It's Xavier Manriquez, and I have E-N, and then I have the word N-A carpet
okay.
on it. But they couldn't put the whole thing on
they
the card.
They couldn't put the whole thing
but
on
it's a business card.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. And you said it was a MasterCard, so that should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 55-71-6300-0048-6797.
And then the
expiration 02-02-27.
And the last three on the back?
248.
248 on the back, 248. And then I've got 02 or February of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 55-71-6300-0048-6797?
Correct.
And is that billing at the 11837 Belfry Park Drive in El Paso, 79936?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, our system's going to send you a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I have a pen on hand.
Sure. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or that same business day if they receive that email before
mm-hmm.
the end of the day. The email address is going to be
mm-hmm.
simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said...
Well, I think I have the email. I do have the email.
I think so.
You send me an email.
You will get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. It's going to send out the information generated here just for the $100. Obviously, we are going to process an additional payment on Monday for the remaining $99.
On Monday.
Yeah, on Monday. And then we'll schedule that follow-up call for Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, as long as you're available. It takes about a half hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer.
Half an hour. Around what time will you guys call me Monday?
So let me see.
So I know.
We could do as early as 9 o'clock or as late as the last one, which is 5 o'clock. The one exception is when they take their lunch break at 2 o'clock. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25, 30 minutes. I would have to call you first, or you think I could just process the remaining $99 and then, and as long as they do that before the follow-up call, we could just go that route?
Yeah, you could process it only on Monday. Can you process it at noon? Your lunchtime.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I can do that. So then would you want the follow-up call right at noon or like
on Monday?
1 o'clock?
Oh, 1 o'clock's perfect. 1 o'clock is perfect. Yeah, because
so
the kids run around.
We'll do a follow-up call on Monday at 1 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 1 until 2, but the call takes about a half an hour, and it should get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, I'll actually be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any phone or any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call. I'll try, though, to keep my phone line open. You'll receive at we're doing that at 11 o'clock, right? Or at 1 o'clock is when you're going to have that.
1 o'clock.
At noon, actually, you're going to receive a couple of emails. You'll receive the reminder email that the follow-up call is at 1. And then in a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. But it's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection for you, just a simple question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with E&A Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, even if it's you, Mr. Manriquez, and we do recognize your voice, from time to time we may still ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially in about a week or so, once your website is already active and online, if you do in fact start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information right away, let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us, just let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account for your security. It does clearly state that it will bill, of course, one more time on Monday, the 23rd of September, for the remaining $99, and then on the 23rd of the month moving forward for the $199. It would never be more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want?
My first pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
My first pet, yes. Jack?
Okay. I've got to put that in twice to confirm it. But you are all set and squared away there. Now, you've gotten a couple of emails. You can look at them now. Obviously, though, it's going to be...
I'm driving around.
Oh,
I'll look at them as soon as I stop driving, then I get home.
Oh, that's fine. One is the welcome email. It's got your login credentials. You do not need to log in to your account until after we do your client interview. So that'll be on Monday. If you try to log in before
on Monday,
it's going to give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up. In fact, even Monday or Tuesday, you might still get that message as we have to create the content for everything to get tracked.
Okay.
But the welcome email has information that, you know, the information I gave you, the client support information. It has your username and password. I can almost guarantee that your username is the phone number we're speaking on, area codes included, but it would just be numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It would be that way in our system, too. You cannot change your username. It is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The default password, you could definitely change that once you're able to access your tracking system. So you're all set and squared away on my end. We'll process the payment around noon, and then that follow-up call is going to be right at or a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock, I should say, on Monday.
Sounds perfect. Perfect. All right. Thanks for everything.
No, real pleasure speaking with you.
I'm
excited to get that going. Absolutely. You have a great day.
Awesome.
Enjoy the upcoming weekend.
You
too. I'm going to call you back on Monday, or actually I won't call you back on Monday, unless it's with my technician.
Your tech.
If I'm in between phone calls and I'm ready to call you back right alongside him, but we'll process the payment at noon and that follow-up call is scheduled for 1.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.